little monkey up there. You see that? You can see it back in the back?
That's Zane. I know who that is.
That's Zane. Now, guess where he is?
Home.
He's at Snow Cone Night. And I want you to look closely. Can you see his legs? They're covered in mud. Can you see his blue mouth, his blue tongue, let me just tell you, he loved Snow Cone Night. He loved the snow cones. He loved the dirt mound. Show me the next picture here. Look at that. Look at that. Liam, and now I want you to notice Liam stayed clean the whole night. But Zane was all in. He got into that rainbow snow cone, had it on his shirt. So when we finished Snow Cone Night, guess what? Zane was covered in snow cone. He was covered in mud. He was covered. We stripped him down to his underwear because we didn't. Yes, isn't that terrible? And we put him in the car. And we drove home. And I want to show you the three best things that we had. We had body wash, which we covered him. And we, yeah. And then we have these things called fizzy tub colors. It's another way to get him clean. Yeah. And then this stuff is really, it's soap, but it's foam soap. So we spray it and they put it on him. And so then Juju came in and had a wash rag and she started scrubbing on the dirt. And of course, Liam was pretty clean. But guess what? By the
crazy.
Yeah, he does. He looks a little crazy in that picture. But listen, at the very end, he was clean. Now, I started thinking about that. Part of being alive as a person is getting dirty. Now, I'm not talking about physical dirt. I'm talking about spiritual dirt, sin. You see, in our lives, we start living, and even young people, they tend to fight over toys. They tend to not mind mom and dad, to call people names. And one of the things that we can't do is clean ourselves spiritually. The only way, and we're going to talk about this during Vacation Bible School, the only way to get spiritually clean is to put your faith in Jesus Christ. Now, I want to read you a verse in the Bible. This is a strange verse, but it's really cool. It's from the book of Revelation, and it says this: Then one of the 24 elders asked me, "What are these who are clothed in white? Where did they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are the ones who died in the great tribulation." Now listen to this. This is really crazy. He says, "They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white." Here's what I want you to understand. Look at me, everybody. Look at me. The only way to get spiritually clean, Liam, the only way to get spiritually clean is to put your faith in Jesus Christ. And He washes our sin away. He makes us new creations. The only way to be clean spiritually is through Jesus. And that's what we're going to talk about all week long at Vacation Bible School. Okay? Spiritually clean through Jesus. Remember that. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. May they understand the way to be spiritually clean is through Jesus. And may they, when they're old enough, put their faith and give you their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.